You are a liar. You are a fake.
Maria and Chad present.
Is this for real?
Do you ever fake it?
Get the fake out.
That was a fake.
I think I'm for real.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
For real.
Mandy in Mesa is our contestant for Get the Fake Out this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your day look like so far? How's things going?
I am heading to work right now.
All right. Mandy in Mesa, have you ever seen Maren Morris in concert?
I have not.
What was the last concert you went to?
Country Feather.
Oh, nice.
Have you recovered yet?
I have recovered.
Are you rehydrated?
Oh, that took a while, but yes.
So here's how it works. I'm going to give you three headlines. Two are real. One is fake. One I made up. So if you can figure out which one is fake, get the fake out. You're getting a pair of tickets to go see Maren Morris, okay?
Awesome.
Number one, airline passenger breaks flight attendant's leg in scuffle. Number two, a woman is trying to set the world record for the longest time spent whispering. And number three, housing crunch in San Francisco has homeless living on boats.
All right. Headline number one, airline passenger breaks the leg of a stewardess. Is it headline number two, that a woman is trying to break the world record for whispering? Or is it story number three, that the homeless are now living on boats in San Francisco? It's up to you. You need to get the fake out.
All right, number two.
Number two, a woman is trying to set the world record for the longest time spent whispering. Yes, that is the fake headline.
Woo!
Nice job. Yeah, you figured it out. That is the fake one, so you're going to see Maren Morris.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. We'll get your tickets to you. So the other two are real, Maria.
Yeah, I thought number three, the homeless living on boats in San Francisco, I thought you made that up.
The real estate pricing is so out of control in San Francisco, many people can't afford to have their own accommodations. So what they're doing is they're constructing makeshift boats and barges and forming these tent cities on the water.
That's crazy.
Because they're not allowed to set up camp anywhere else, so the water's there, and I guess they can get away with it.
It's real-life water world.
And on a flight from Siberia to Moscow, the airline has banned a man from flying with them again. He reportedly broke a flight attendant's leg during a dispute over a cigarette. The man now faces up to 6 years behind bars for what they're calling, I don't know if this is a Russian term, air hooliganism. But I love the name, hooliganism.